Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane, and glad to be back in the studio. I'll tell you what, doing an interview. So I was gone last week, and always love it when we have hot talent here in the studio. And thanks again to James Polston for sending in Mr. Colton Chapman. He did graduate from Triton in 2010. I think that's cool because he's a local singer and songwriter, and he's making a big impact. You can go out and see him, by the way, performing live on March the 24th at the St. Paul Tavern. And now I'd like to welcome Colton Chapman. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're from Triton. I know you graduated in 2010.
Yeah, from Fairland, small town. So just started playing music and been enjoying it and met a lot of great people. So it's been good.
What caused you to pick up the guitar?
Well, I played the guitar for a while, but I never really sung or nothing. So I just, you know, wanted to write a song. And so I started doing it and found it really fun. And, you know, I enjoyed it a lot. So
how old were you when you started playing guitar?
I was probably 16 when I started playing.
16?
Yeah.
What influenced you to play?
I don't know. I've always liked music. Always liked country music. So, parents bought me a guitar when I was younger, and it was a nice acoustic Ibanez, and that was my first guitar. And so ever since then, I've just been playing.
So country music, who were you listening to when you were younger?
Oh, Jason Aldean, you know, just the Tim McGraw, you know, everybody, so.
What do you like about country music?
The stories, you know, the back, you know, just where they come from. A lot of their music doesn't, come from the heart, and it seems like country music does, and so that's what I enjoy most.
Yeah, I do love the stories within country music, the songwriting.
Of course.
You know, I'm beginning to appreciate it more and more as I get older.
Yeah, I think it's a maturity thing. I really do.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's definitely just a maturity thing. You know, as you mature, you understand country music, and a lot of people are talking about the same things you go through every day. You know, there's a song that can relate to your life. So, it's.
And when you relate to it, it sticks in your heart.
Right.
It makes you love it. Want to hear it again.
Exactly.
Is it hard to be a songwriter as far as like lyrically?
A lot of people have asked me that, and asked me how I write songs. Not really.
Really?
Some people say they have trouble writing songs, because I lay down exactly what I've been through, it just comes right from the heart, you know, something I feel. So, you know, you lay it on paper and it's right there. It just comes out. So.
So you have that skill. You can just write down your feelings.
I guess so.
Well, not everyone can do that, and make it sound right.
Right.
I write something down when I'm mad. It sounds like, oh, she's mad. You know, I don't think that would come off as a nice song. Were you stronger in writing those skills when you were younger? Did you find that in school?
No, not really. I didn't do good with writing in school, but I seem to do a little better now.
can we hear a song?
Yeah, I'm going to play Take My Beer and Carry On, a song I wrote a while back. So.
All right, Take My Beer and Carry On.
All right. You want to break up, then you want to make up. Well, I'm done playing all your games. And you must be crazy if you think that I stick around for this up and down roller coaster ride. I got a 12-pack waiting in the truck bed. I got good friends on speed dial. Well, I got news for you, I done been here before. Played these games and I won't no more. I don't wanna waste time on who's right and who's wrong. I'll just take my beer and carry on. So you wanna argue? And you wanna break things? Well, I just got deja vu. You tell me I need to change, or that you're leaving. Well, I was this way when I met you. If you think I'm changing, then baby, you're crazy. 'Cause I got too many friends who want me to stay the same. And I got news for you, I done been here before. Played these games and I won't no more. I don't want to waste time on who's right and who's wrong. I'll just take my beer and carry on. So you're telling all your friends that I'm Mr. Bad Guy, and that how I done you so damn wrong. But while you're at it, maybe you can tell them that how I'm moving on. 'Cause I got news for you, I done been here before. Played these games and I won't no more. I don't want to waste time on who's right and who's wrong. I'll just take my beer and carry on.
All right, Colton Chapman, Giant 96, Real Radio. Enjoyed that.
Thanks.
So hang on, we're going to be back. Can we play another one for us?
I could probably get one more.
All right, we're going to take a short break and come on back. Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane, returning to an interview with Colton Chapman from Fairland, Indiana. And he's been performing all over country music. Going to be heading down to Nashville, Tennessee, I heard, pretty soon.
Yeah, going to go down there and meet with Mark Owens. He's a recording artist down there. We're going to do some writing and probably play at some local spots. So.
And how'd you meet Mark?
He actually messaged me on Facebook and got in touch with me that way. And then we exchanged numbers and just been talking over text and over the phone now. So.
And you said you haven't been to Nashville before.
No, I've been through Nashville. Never been downtown to hang out and see the scenery and, you know, down on Music Row or nothing like that. So.
Well, it's pretty bustling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went down once during the Country Music Awards, not knowing what was going on. Right. I think I was telling you that story.
And
I was just floored.
Right.
I knew those people weren't there to see Edward Sharpe.
Right.
But the Country Music Festival was going on, and it was just amazing.
Right.
You know, and there are stages all over the place. And then, of course, the venues, you know, the typical stuff. So, yeah, I would recommend you go down there during that.
Yeah.
Have your patient cap on. But, you know, you would just probably love it. So beautiful voice, by the way.
Hey, thank you. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And so, you know, you said you started 16 years old, about 16 when you picked up the guitar?
Yeah.
Around then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been playing since I was 16. It's not been long since I've been writing songs and stuff like that. So I'm enjoying it.
Fun. How long has it been?
Honestly, it's been about 6 months.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, well,
that's great.
Yeah,
so you're doing wonderful.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's a new journey. It's fun.
Is this journey something you would think about doing for a career?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something I enjoy. So.
That's awesome. Well, that's important.
Right.
That is something you enjoy. So you're going to be at the St. Paul Tavern on March the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage everyone to come out and see it. What time do you start?
6:30.
6:30. Wonderful. So how do you feel when you're up on stage playing? It's going through your mind.
I'd say it's a little nervous, it's a little nervous, but it's going to be fun. So
awesome.
we have a good time.
That's great. Well, you said you going to do another one for us.
Yeah, I'm going to do Joe Diffie, John Deere Green.
All right.
So.
They were farm kids down in Dixie, met in high school in the 60s, and everyone knew it was love. From the start, 1 July, midnight hour, he climbed up on that water tower, stood on a rail and painted a 10-foot heart in John Deere green. On a hot summer night, he rode Billy Bob, loved Charlene. Letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said that he should have used red. It looked good to Charlene and John Deere Green. They settled down on 80 acres, raising sweet corn, kids, and tomatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day, from his front yard, if you're looking, know what to look for. Off to the east, you can still read his words of love in John Deere Green. On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob, loved Charlene.
Letters 3 foot high. And the whole town said that it should've used red. It looked good to Charlene and John Deere Green. Now more than once, the town has discovered the painting over it ain't no use. There ain't a paint in the world that can cover it. Heart keeps showing through in John Deere Green. On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Love Charlene. Letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said that he should've used red. It looked good to Charlene in John Deere Green. And John Deere Green.
All right. That was nice.
Thanks.
Colton Chapman on Giant 96 Real Radio on a trip with Penny Lane. Now, where can we follow you?
Well, I've got Facebook, my music page, Colton Chapman Music. Also, my music's on YouTube under Colton Chapman.
And what would you like to tell our listeners?
Thanks for listening. I got a lot of support from my hometown, and I just want to thank everybody in my mom, my dad, big supporters, and all my friends and everybody, just big shout out to everybody.
Wonderful. And again, where are you going to be on the 24th of March?
St. Paul.